KOIN in Portland.
Strong forces continue to grab territory in South Vietnam. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Insurgent forces now control 8 provinces in South Vietnam and are threatening to take over 5 others. Reports from Washington say it is believed the South Vietnamese government will be able to hang on to coastal areas and rice-growing regions in the Mekong Delta. But further north, Saigon's enemies are threatening to grab much of the country. Soldiers and refugees by the thousands are streaming out of these provinces. CBS newsman Brian Ellis in South Vietnam gave us a debriefing on one withdrawal.
The withdrawal from Quang Tri was not, as many perhaps had visualized, a scene of South Vietnamese troops fleeing from North Vietnamese tanks. And there are a number of stories told about just how this withdrawal was accomplished. And it is said to have been very orderly, although the North Vietnamese did fire into the departing troops. There are stories, even there's one story told of North Vietnamese tanks actually riding one of the escape routes from Quang Tri for the South Vietnamese troops. And also these reports say that the North Vietnamese took advantage of the situation to use loudspeakers to broadcast propaganda and call on the South Vietnamese troops to desert.
CBS newsman Brian Ellis in South Vietnam. More news in a moment.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. Or give your car to contact. The sooner the better.
6 or 3 or 1? That's the question when you catch the common cold. Then take 12-hour Contact. You need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 cold pills, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 Contact capsule. For up to 12 hours, continue congestion, drips. The tiny time pills do it. For aches and fever, the others contain aspirin. Contact doesn't. Your cold, your choice. 6 or 3 or 1. Give your cold to Contact, the number one cold medicine in the whole world.
Give your cold to Contact.
6 or 3 or 1. Take Contact only as directed.
The Senate continues to work on a tax cut bill. One could be passed on Friday. The Senate version of the rebate and tax reduction measures around $30 billion. Among the features, it is expected to include a sizable tax credit for new home buyers. The House has approved and sent to the Senate a farm price support bill, raising government supports for feed grains, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and milk. Backers of the measure say higher supports are needed to encourage farmers to produce more. Critics say it could mean higher food prices for the consumer, including almost $500 million more for dairy products alone. Vice President Rockefeller is going to make an effort to heal his strained relations with Republican conservatives. Connie Chung has a report.
Rockefeller has scheduled 4 dinner meetings in the next few weeks with Republican senators, an effort to ease the tension between the vice president and conservatives, which peaked during the Senate filibuster debate. Tennessee Republican Howard Baker first came up with the idea of hosting a small, and former Kentucky Senator Marlo Cook heard about it and suggested holding 4 dinners, 1 for liberals, 1 for conservatives, and 2 for moderates. Rockefeller, anxious to patch up differences and end conservative discontent, quickly agreed. Idaho conservative James McClure sees the dinner as a chance to improve communications, which he says obviously should be better. But conservative Barry Goldwater, a frequent Rockefeller critic, cannot accept his invitation. His office said the senator has a previous engagement. CBS News, Washington.
The Washington Post in its Friday editions reports that the CIA recovered at least 2 nuclear torpedo warheads in that operation last summer to raise the wreckage of a sunken Soviet submarine. The Post says it's believed the CIA thus scored a major intelligence victory. Now this.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher, it explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO Box 1414, New York, New York.
Whittier, California is going to stop proclaiming itself as the hometown of former President Nixon, but city officials insist it has nothing to do with the fact that Mr. Nixon resigned from office in the aftermath of Watergate. They say many of the signs proclaiming hometown of Richard Nixon are disappearing from points along Whittier city limits. Officials say 22 of the 28 signs have been stolen, apparently for their souvenir value. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
A crippled woman and her 85-year-old father were shot to death in their Portland home early. Police said the bodies of 50-year-old Virginia Stamos and her father were found by Mrs. Stamos's 20-year-old daughter, Jeanette. No arrests have been made. In other Northwest news, the U.S. Labor Department says retail food prices rose by 0.5% here in the Portland area during January. Fruit and vegetables increased were the highest, 3.3%. Prices for most meats and fish dropped. The state has officially closed the investigation into the shooting deaths of two brothers by Curry County Sheriff's deputies last month. Attorney General Lee Johnson says his office will accept a verdict of inquest jury that says the deaths of Donald and Gary Miller were justifiable. But he says the state is going to keep a close eye on operations of the Curry County Sheriff's Department. Circuit Court jury in Corvallis has awarded more than $317,000 in damages to Kenneth Wetchell of Philomath for injuries sustained when he was hit on the head with a pool cue in a tavern. Jury found the tavern owner negligent in allowing disorderly conduct in his establishment. 97 Sports, in a game heard here on KOIN, Butch Beard hit a 10-foot jumper with 2 seconds left tonight to boost the Golden State Warriors to a 97-95 NBA victory over our Portland Trail Blazers. Elsewhere in the NBA, these are finals: Cleveland 87, Chicago 83, and Kansas City Omaha 101, New Orleans 95. At the Midwest, West Regionals here in Portland tonight, NCAA Regionals, Memorial Coliseum, a game just completed, 7th-ranked Arizona State came from behind in the second half to defeat number 14, Nevada Las Vegas, 84-81. Earlier this evening at the Western Regionals, at Memorial Coliseum, 2nd-ranked UCLA had to fight for the final buzzer before it registered a 67-64 decision over Montana. In the Mideast finals in Dayton, Ohio, Oregon State, with Lonnie Shelton fouling out early, lost an 81-71 in the CAA Mideast regional game to top-ranked Indiana tonight, that in Dayton, Ohio. In New York, Greg Ballard scored 23 points, had 15 rebounds this evening to lead Oregon to a 68-59 victory over Oral Roberts and into the semifinals of the National Invitational Tournament at New York's Madison Square Garden. 97 weather for Portland, Vancouver. Rain tonight, turning to showers tomorrow through Saturday with periods of partial clearing. Lows in the upper 30s, highs in the low 50s. South winds at 10 to 20 and the chance of rainfall 90% through tomorrow. Currently in downtown Portland, we have 40 degrees at KOIN. The time is 11:08. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents E.G. Marshall. A gentleman named Frank Richard Stockton, whose name may not be familiar to you, as I must admit it wasn't to me, wrote one of the most famous short stories of all time. It was called The Lady or the Tiger. I mention it only because, in its own curious way, it reminded me of the story that Dr. Felix Brandt is about to reveal.
What impulse drives me to put what follows on paper, I don't exactly know. I suppose it's a need for confession, or perhaps a prayer for forgiveness to a God I've forgotten and whose mercy I do not deserve when I die, which will be shortly. And I wonder when they close my eyes at last, if I shall meet the soul of Hugh Prentice, and if I too be condemned to wander eternally, this as punishment for my crime. A crime worse than murder, for which I do not have the courage, but I was determined that death was too easy for someone who had violated the one person I had held most dear in all my life. So I dared play God out of my own special knowledge and exact a punishment to fit the crime. Whoever reads this, make your own judgment. What has been done cannot be undone.
Our mystery drama, The Doppelganger, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Howard Da Silva.
It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Sinoff, the sinus medicines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Somebody still cares about quality. To the Budweiser people, that's a lot more than just words. It's a commitment to continue brewing Budweiser the way it's always been brewed. With care, with pride, without compromise. And it's a promise to everyone who enjoys great beer that there's one thing they'll always be able to count on. That one-of-a-kind Beechwood-aged Budweiser taste. A taste that speaks for itself, loud and clear. Hear it talking?
And when you say Bud,
St. Louis.
Hi, this is Phyllis Diller. You know, I love being funny because it's a way to spread a little joy and happiness. Right now, I'd like to tell you how you can spread a little joy and happiness. And more than that, help some very special people. I'm speaking of our country's 6 million mentally retarded children and adults. Like all of us, mentally retarded people need love and affection and understanding and patience. They also need a special kind of help that will enable them to develop to their fullest. It's a big job for the people who are trying to provide help to the mentally retarded. And that's where you come in. Please lend a helping hand. I'll tell you how. Join and support the work of your local association of the National Association for Retarded Citizens. So come on, give them a hand. Make a contribution to your local association. It'll give you a nice, warm, thankful glow.
To go back to The Lady and the Tiger, you'll remember, I'm sure, that it was a story of a man who faced two doors. Behind one of them was a famished, raging, man-eating tiger who would devour and destroy. Behind the other was a love goddess, every man's desire. Now, I'm not suggesting that this story has anything to do with that story, except in the matter of choice. Something we do every day, select one alternative or the other. So, let's examine Dr. Felix Brandt's selection and judge him as you may.
My name is Felix Brand. I have a doctorate in clinical psychology. I was married, have one daughter. As I've grown older, although it has been a passionate obsession of mine all my life, I've had to fight the tendency to devote more time to my avocation than my vocation. Parapsychology. The exploration of the psychic, the world beyond the finite world. A hobby. Or obsession, if you will, which led to my unspeakable crime. Worse. Far worse than murder.
It was nice of you to meet the airport, Dr. Brandt.
For reasons deep deeper than simple courtesy, Hank. I wanted to have a private chat with you about the woman we both love, that daughter of mine. That's why I'm letting you drive, so I can...
Well, what is it, sir? Something about Fran?
No, not just at this moment. Quickly, Hank. Cut over to the right lane, fast.
Yes, sir, but what...
If you had told me to pull over, that maniac would have hit us head on.
There's nothing more we can do, Hank. The police have it. Let's drive on.
Yes, sir.
The man is dead.
I don't know. Probably.
He is dead.
How do you know?
I don't. I only sense it. He didn't want to live. I don't know why. Heart condition, terminal disease, some reason.
Well, how could you know what kind of... Well, how did you know to tell me to pull over so suddenly? As if you knew in advance there was going to be an accident.
I'm an old man, Hank. An old man who meddles, perhaps, in too many things outside my province. I've been looking deeper and deeper into parapsychology, and some of the things I've come to believe in rub off.
What things, sir?
Extrasensory perception, ESP, if you'd rather. Clairvoyance, telepathy, all sorts of psychic phenomena. I'm thinking of abandoning classic psychology and switching over to the other side. Matter of fact, I'm already teaching one course in it. And that's of little interest to a lawyer. Or even my prospective son-in-law. Tell me, what brought you flying down from law school for the weekend?
Well, didn't Fran, hasn't Fran said anything to you, Doc?
About what?
I don't know, just, well, her letters have been very strange lately. Not very frequent. I thought something might be wrong. I mean, I had a hunch.
The amateur outflanks the expert. I hope you're wrong. You have me worried. Fran is everything in the world to me. If anything ever happened to her...
She means as much to me, Dr. Brandt. And don't you worry. If anything is wrong, between us, we can set it right.
It was a relief to have Hank back again. I had been worried about my daughter, Fran, lately. Fran, the picture of her mother, whom I had lost too soon. Bright, open, happy, reaching out both hands to the world, full of love to give and expecting the same in return. And yet I knew, had been trying to conceal from myself, something that was very wrong, something it took Hank, whom she had loved with all her heart since high school, to bring out into the open.
Hey, Fran, what you trying to do, get pneumonia?
Oh, hi, Hank, I didn't think you'd be here so soon. I'm warm enough.
Mm-hmm. Huddled out here in the gazebo with snow all around and the wind whistling up icicles.
I've got my parka to keep me warm.
How about your love? Don't I get a welcome kiss even if it's a cold one?
Oh, Hank, what am I going to say to you?
Well, something a lot more straight from the shoulder than those weaseling letters I've been getting recently.
I know. I'm not very proud of myself at the moment, Hank.
Hey, you don't have to cut corners with me. There's another guy, right?
Hank, please, listen to me and try to understand. You see, Dad has been teaching his regular survey course in basic psychology, and I met this guy there, and I don't know, something crazy happened, something I wasn't prepared for, or... even thought about in my well-ordered life.
You fell in love with him?
Yes.
Which lets me out.
Please don't put it like that, Hank. It's something so sudden, so overwhelming. I don't...
Hey, don't I even get a chance to get up to bat for the ninth inning?
It's too late, Hank. I'm going to have his baby.
Well, that's right between the eyes. When's the wedding?
I don't know. I just found out. About me, I mean.
I could cheerfully wring that rabbit's neck. Do your father know?
Not yet.
And this guy?
I haven't even told him yet.
Why not?
Well, I just haven't had the chance.
Okay. So it shouldn't be a total loss, and I don't waste the whole trip down here. We'll make a deal. Doc about it, and you pin down your dream boy. What's his name, by the way?
I won't tell you that. I'm afraid to. I do love you, Hank. Why did something else like this turn up?
Fran, I'm no oracle. It's just what happens to people. Sort of thing that shakes faith and makes you wonder about God, but it's life. It's what we have to live. Come on, let's both go inside before we freeze to death.
I can't believe what you're telling me, Hank.
You'd better, Pop. It's true.
Pop?
Sorry about that. Just slipped out.
That's what I always wanted from Fran and you.
And we can't legislate or play God. It's not the way it's going to be.
Who's the man?
Well, it's Fran's secret. It's her right to keep it that way. There's nothing either of us can...
I wouldn't agree with that. You'll give her up so easily?
I never owned her. She's her own mistress.
But you won't fight for her?
Doc, have a heart. What can I do? I can't force her to love and accept me. The best I can do is be a good loser. You gotta be kidding, Fran.
So we were together a few times. You ought to know better than to get caught.
That's all I mean to you?
Oh, don't knock it. Look, you're a sweet chick. We made great music. It was all for kicks, though. I mean, no ties, no padlocks. Look, don't get me wrong. I'll get you the right guy. I mean, it's all legal now. And I'll bear the freight.
You want me to get rid of the baby?
Well, what else? I mean, you want it, you have it. Just don't try to pin me down. I want to stay loose. That's my thing.
I can't believe what you're saying.
It's a whole new world. You want to live by old-fashioned boxes they shoved us in. That's your option. You can't push me in a sleeve, so don't ever try. I am today, baby. You got to take me as you find me.
Or as I lose you.
Well, that's the way it runs. Easy come, easy go.
I was that easy.
Oh, come on. I didn't say that.
Oh, you don't say much you really mean.
So? Maybe it's best we let...
No, yes, please.
Look, the kid is out. And don't try to hang it on me. I'll deny it. All you'll get is a nice story which will get your old man fired out of the university.
Oh, I can't understand myself. How I can be in love with anyone as rotten as you...
Oh, knock it off, Fran.
If I did do something about the baby, would you still...
All right, hey. Now, that's more like my old woman talking. Sure, if you do. I mean, you and me are a thing again.
I don't know if Dad would... I mean, I don't have any money.
Yeah, well, don't look at me. I ain't got the bread. But I got something better.
What?
Got a buddy. Mid-student. Senior. And he owes me plenty. I mean, we'll do a little collecting from him.
But he's not a doctor.
He's the next thing to it. Well, don't get the whammies. He's done it before. It's a breeze. Leave it to me. I'll set the whole thing up.
Make him suffer for what he's done to you.
isn't much excuse for the man whose name Dr. Felix Brandt still doesn't know, Hugh Prentice. The sad thing about life is they usually get away with things. Being without a conscience makes life a lot easier, but is anyone really without a conscience? That's something Hugh Prentice is about to have to start exploring as a strange and eerie punishment creeps over him. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
Hello, I'm Burl Ives, and I bet I know something about you. You like to surprise your family with exciting side dishes. And Uncle Ben's has two great rice dishes you sure ought to try. First, there's Uncle Ben's rice and gravy, a five-minute rice that comes with a packet of rich brown or chicken-flavored gravy. It's delicious. And you will never again have to serve rice without gravy or gravy without rice. Then there's Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice. It's a mouth-watering mixture of Uncle Ben's converted bran rice, wild rice, herbs, and seasoning. It's the kind of side dish that can make an ordinary meal a great meal and keep a great meal from becoming ordinary. That's because there are no compromises in quality. These days, that's kind of... But that's the way Uncle Ben's does business. Rice and gravy and Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice.
Hi, this is Jose Feliciano, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Louis Braille Foundation for Blind Musicians, a national nonprofit organization working to promote the interests of the blind in the field of music. The foundation exists to help talented blind musicians achieve professional status as performers and teachers, providing them with auditions, evaluations, and counseling, paid engagements to qualified musicians, and the transcription of music into Braille. The services of the Louis Braille Foundation are available to any blind person. The foundation depends entirely on your contributions. So please help. Send your tax-deductible gifts to the Louis Braille Foundation, 112 East 19th Street, New York, 10003. Help a blind musician on his way. Thank you. I come home in the evening.
In the Gilbert and Sullivan tradition, the Mikado's object of making the punishment fit the crime was comic and light-hearted. Here, it is deathly serious. In point of fact, unearthly so. Dr. Montrose was able to bring the hemorrhage under control after he arrived, and once it had stopped and Fran was under sedation, he met with his old friend Felix in the study.
Well, she's all right now, Felix. Nothing to worry about.
You don't think we should get her to the hospital?
Yeah, under ordinary circumstances, perhaps, but I'd say she's out of danger. She'll have to be watched closely, but I can handle that. If I put her in a hospital, it's all out in the open. You don't want that, do you?
What do you mean, Jim?
This is a pretty hidebound community, Felix.
You're a good friend, Jim.
Well, of yours. And little Fran. I don't want to see her hurt anymore. Why did she do it?
I don't know.
I mean, she and Hank are going to get married anyway, so
it
why...
It wasn't Hank's baby.
Oh.
What would you do about the man who started all this, Jim?
If it were my daughter?
Yes.
I don't know. We're we're a little elderly for physical retribution, aren't we?
Hmm?
And any other course in... problematical. Probably hurt Fran more than the man. Do you know who he is?
No. Fran won't tell me.
I suppose the best thing to do is let it go.
Come in.
How are you feeling today, Fran?
I'm all right, Daddy.
I know. I mean, Dr. Monroe's has given you a clean bill of health.
Has he?
Well, he says you can get up and go back to college or whatever you want.
Whatever I want. There's one thing I want I may never have anymore. Didn't Dr. Jim tell you?
Yes.
can talk about it later. Fran, I was just wondering...
What?
Would you like to... Well, I mean, Hank is still here, and he would like to see you.
No. I don't want to see Hank. I'm going back where I belong, if he'll have me.
Are you ready to tell me his name yet?
No. Not till I find out where I stand.
How can you make yourself so cheap? This man, whoever he is, has taken all the love and the joy and laughter out of you. How can you go crawling back to him?
Because he's the one who can give it back to me.
And if he doesn't?
Then I just don't want to live.
I was helpless to aid her. To ease anything for her, all that burned in me was a rage for the man who had turned my happy child into a hurt and battered shell. A beggar dependent on a man who was not worthy of her. And at this moment, even though I still didn't know his name, I could curse him and wish him disaster. I could do better than that if I turned my back on a God that I felt had forsaken me and mine. And as an extension of all my psychic research, turned to black magic and called down a curse on the man who had ruined my child. But first I had to talk to Hank.
I love Fran, and I want her. I always will, but just for her sake, I wish I could break it up somehow, get her away from this slimy crud that...
It's as though he has her under some kind of spell. We both know he'll hurt her again, desert her, humble her. I think Fran herself knows it, but somehow she can't help herself.
What are you going to do, Doctor? Just let her go back to him? Leave it alone?
I can't stop Fran any more than you can, Hank. She's not a child. She's of age. Her life is in her own hands. I have no legal control.
If we only knew who he was.
Well, that won't be too hard to find out. I've thought of all kinds of things. Even though I'm not very rich, I could perhaps buy him off. I'm sure he has a price. But that wouldn't solve anything for Fran. She loves him. He's what she wants. He has only to crook his finger and she'll crawl to him. That's obvious enough after all she's gone through for him.
So what can we do?
You? Nothing. Go back and live your life.
Not quite. Without Fran.
Well, maybe it won't have to be without Fran. First, we have to clean this man out of her mind and her blood.
But you just said we couldn't.
One way. If he doesn't exist anymore, if he's dead.
Wait a minute. You can't seriously mean...
Oh, don't worry, son. Even if I had the means, a gun, a knife, a blunt weapon, I would have neither the strength nor the courage to use them, to say nothing of my lack of know-how. No. But I can wish him dead. Or worse. I might just have the power for that.
Doctor, are you all right? I don't understand you.
Of course you don't understand. And I am quite all right. This is something you will have to leave to me. To anyone who reads this, it might seem fantastic. But the rites I prepared are solemn and real to more people around you than you might believe. The ceremonies of dark magic are very real to those who perform them. In the attic, I had found among Fran's childhood dolls one in the image of a man. I turned my study into a chapel of the damned, burning sulfur and asafoetida. Then I recited from my book of ceremonial magic. Oh, all ye ministers and companions, I direct, conjure, train in you, fulfill my bequest willingly and straightway to accomplish the destruction of this man unnamed who has beset my daughter and most grievously harmed her by whatever means best suited.
Swinging with you again, baby.
Oh, I wasn't sure you'd want me back. I look so... I don't know.
Ah, you look great, kid. My old woman again. I'm sorry we got to... ride the subway, but who's got bread for the hacks these days?
Oh, I don't mind where I am. Just so long as it's with you.
Yeah, stick with me, baby. You'll ride first class all the way. I like these types. Look at them. Long gone. You and me are special, just waiting for the right break. The chosen, huh?
If you choose me.
I fly you all the way down the line. Take a look. Who is there who could walk into...
What is it, Lou?
Halfway down the car there. Look. You see that guy? Nuts, what do you mean? Which one? How could you miss him? He's a carbon copy of me. He's even wearing the same jeans, the embroidered jacket.
I don't see anyone who...
Come on. Let's go. I gotta catch up with him.
Shoot, take it easy. I don't see anyone like you said.
He disappeared. He's gone, but he's like my double. Come on, let's go upstairs.
I've got to get home, Hugh.
Look, this won't take a moment. Yeah, there he is. He's right at the top of the stairs, next to that fat dame.
No, there's no one there. She's all alone.
Are you? He's gone. He's gone again. But he was looking right at me. Who the devil do you suppose he was? What did he want?
For the light to douse it, when all of a sudden he was sitting right there in the chair facing me.
Who?
Him, the double, the guy we saw in the subway. I said,
how the hell did you get in here? Who are you?
I am your doppelganger.
My what?
Your double. Or if you want, your inheritor.
What does that mean?
It's time for you to wander like me. It's time for me to return and die as I should have.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A long time ago, so long you can't even begin to imagine, I sinned. And because of my sin, I was not allowed to die in peace, but condemned to wander in infinity until I found a body I could be laid to rest in. My time is almost here. And in you, I will find a home again.
I don't know what kind of a nut you are, Jack, but I'm going to kick your tail out of here so I can get some sleep.
That won't be necessary. Sleep for you is all I'm waiting for.
Huh?
When you are safely asleep, you are at my mercy. The moment your eyes close, your body will be mine. And your soul will be left to wander through the ages alone, waiting endlessly for peace and the blessing of eternal sleep.
Get out! Get away from me! You're nothing but...
Nothing but a what, Hugh?
He's a ghost. I mean, I could see him plain as they see you, but I could see through him, too, like a lamp in back of him shining through his head. See, the pattern of a chair he was sitting in is as clear as a bell through him. I mean, he wasn't real. See, so I threw on some clothes. I ran out of the house. I spent the night walking. I was afraid to go to sleep, to bed. Ran. But nothing like this ever happened. Even on the wildest trip, I never blew so wild as this. What am I going to do?
Hugh, I think you should see my father.
Yeah. Oh, sure. That'd be great after everything. I'd be lucky if he didn't try to have me arrested.
He doesn't know who you are. He doesn't know you were the one.
Yeah, but what could he do?
He's a psychologist. He could help you. Look, you're in one of his lecture courses. All you have to do is go up to him and say you have a problem. He'd help you.
Now, the whole thing is crazy. I see someone on the subway in threads like me. I have a crazy dream. Right away, I blow my cool. What's in the matter with me? Now, come on, let's cut out. I ain't even going to see you home. I'm going back to bed and catch some shut eye.
Oh, Hugh, listen to me.
Don't look at me that way. Don't you turn against me.
Do you think I could, after all that's happened?
Yeah. Right, you I could count on. Yeah. You're my woman no matter what I do to you. Right?
I love you, Bill.
And don't ever forget it, baby. Now, blow, I gotta hit the sack.
Diseased imagination? A figure of retribution created by a conscience weighted with guilt? Or is it some ghastly nemesis conjured from the supernatural, the world outside our comprehension, summoned up by Dr. Felix Brandt through the agency of the devil? I'll be back shortly with Act 3.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign off doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sinoff Sinus Spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sinoff Sinus Spray. When sinus flares up, use Sinoff tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Radio. It's been doing nice things for you for years. It wakes you up. It keeps you company in your car. It fills your life with music. It fills your mind with ideas. It informs, entertains. And radio does something else. It sells. Quickly, easily, creatively, efficiently. Consider that last word, efficiently. As a businessman, you know how all costs, including advertising, have been skyrocketing. You know what adflation means. A major advertising agency has just reported that line rates for the largest metropolitan dailies in the top 50 markets rose 12% over the past year. But what about radio? The same study revealed the cost for buying radio in the top 50 markets increased only 3%. What else can you buy today that only costs 3% more than it did a year ago? Get radio selling for you. Call this station. We'll suggest ways radio can help you fight adflation. Furnished by Radio Advertising Bureau.
That night, Hugh Prentice fled to his apartment as though the hounds of hell were at his heels. Locked in securely, with every light blazing, riding high on Benzedrine to keep awake, he paced the two small rooms like a caged tiger. And everywhere he turned, he faced the doppelganger, watching him silently, waiting patiently, a twisted smile of anticipated triumph on his face. At last, he could stand it no longer and fled the apartment with the first light of morning, roaming the streets, afraid to turn his head, knowing his double still followed on his heels. At last, exhausted, he found a small restaurant open and sat there drinking coffee after coffee and watching the clock. Till 9 o'clock came. Then he crossed to the public phone to make a call.
Dr. Brandt speaking.
Dr. Brandt, this is Hugh Prentice. I'm a student of yours in the lecture series.
It's a large class. I don't for the moment.
Well, that doesn't matter. What does matter is, Doc, I'm in trouble. Can you help me?
Help you? How?
I can't... Not over the phone. It's like a matter of life and death. Help me?
if you put it that way, of course. I'll try, Mr. Prentice, was it?
Yeah, Prentice. Hugh Prentice.
Very well. How soon can you be here?
Well, within 10 minutes.
Very well, I'll be waiting. I hung up with the strangest feeling. My comprehensive basic psychology course has a large attendance, some 100. The name meant nothing to me. No, that isn't right. I didn't recognize it, but what I did recognize was a stifling feeling rising in my gorge of implacable hatred for this Hugh Prentice. Why? The name filled me with revulsion. What connection could... And then suddenly... Oh! The pain struck again, sharper than ever. Oh! Now, where the... Come!
Blind, Felix! I just dropped by to... What is it? The pain?
Yes.
Where are your morphine tablets?
Drawer. Good morning.
Wait a minute. I'll feel better than that. Why must you be so pig-headed?
Don't want to establish the habit.
The habit will hurt you less than the pain right now. Here, get one arm out of the coat there. That's better. Can you roll back your sleeve while I prepare the syringe?
Yes. Hurry.
Just let me swab first. Air. Now hold steady. Hold steady. This will take hold in a minute.
Oh, they're getting worse, Jim. And more frequent.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't help any more than I can. The only treatment medicine has to offer you, Felix, is palliative.
I know. I also know I haven't got much longer. That's what worries me so about Fran and that guy, whoever he is. I don't want him to wreck the rest of her life. Oh, that'll be one of my students. Wants to see me about something.
I have to run anyway. I just wanted to tell you some good news. I got the tests back on Fran, and I was maybe a little hasty on my first diagnosis. With care, there's no reason she can't have a child again.
I don't know if that's good or bad, as long as that skunk is still alive, whoever he is.
I'll let your visitor in.
Oh, I was looking for...
Yeah, Dr. Brandy, you have the right office. I was only visiting.
Shut the door and come in. You're Mr. Prentice?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's right. Hugh Prentice.
Sit down. Oh. Suppose you tell me what's troubling you. Have you ever had any delusions like this before?
Not on your life.
Have you done anything recently that you're sorry for, ashamed of?
No. Like what?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
No. Why should I be ashamed of anything I do? Like I freewheeled, you know? I give what I get. That's all evens with me.
What does that mean?
Like it's a tough world, Doc. They're all against me, like most of them.
They? Who are they?
You know, people.
Are your mother and father still alive?
No. My old man took off before I was 5. And my ma, well, she horsed around like she had to live, make the bread for me, like anyone, I guess. She liked a good time.
What kind of a job did she have?
Are you kidding? Bringing home uncles for me. I must have had 100 or so uncles by the time I was 14. And then
what?
Then she left me with an aunt. An old dried-up stick. I shouldn't kick about her at that. When she died, she left me enough dough to go to college like now, Hey, look, what has this got to do with that goon who's tracking me?
I'm trying to get around to that. You don't like women very much, do you, Hugh?
I don't know what you're getting at.
You like to punish them because of what your mother did to you. Isn't that it?
Look, I don't have to have you push me around like them. All I came here for was to ask for help.
And I'm trying to give it to you.
Can you just get this horn, whatever the hell it is, off my back?
I want to try, if you'll just help me.
Okay. Anything, Doc, anything. I got to get some sleep, and I'm afraid to.
You're quite safe here.
What's that thing?
It's a metronome. Some people use it to learn to get to music. I use it to calm people down. Now, just keep your eye on the needle as it swings back and forth. And try to relax. And answer my questions as honestly as you can. And maybe, together, we can get to the root of what's wrong with you. Tell me your name again.
Hugh.
Hugh what?
Hugh Prentice.
Where were you born?
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
What was your father's name?
Frank.
And your mother's?
Mary.
I use hypnosis a lot in my work, but never more deliberately, and I'm ashamed to say, callously, than today. Because suddenly, from some deep recess of my being, an electric wave was sending its knowledge to my brain. A second sight was born, and I was suddenly sure who Hugh Prentice really was. Can you hear me, Hugh?
Yes.
You know a girl named Fran Brand, don't you?
Sure. She's my chick.
You know she's my daughter?
Yeah.
And you made her pregnant?
She was careless.
You took her to someone to get rid of the child?
Sure. It's the way it is. No sweat.
Don't you know she loves you?
Man, heck, they're buses. Another one. Yeah, sure. That's how chicks are.
Do you love her?
What's with all this love jive? I ain't tying myself down no way. Just like I told you, I freewheel. Nobody gonna cut down my style. Keep trying. All the squares, all of them, but I'll show them. Anyone ties me down, I stomp on. Especially chicks like my mother. All sweet words and cut your throat the first chance they get. Only me, I'm too smart. I cut them down to size first. Don't you worry about old Hugh.
Morphine was wearing off already. I sat back in my chair watching the boy whose secrets I had bared. A schizophrenic, classic, already paranoid. Possibly he could be saved through analysis, chemotherapy, new treatments which are being reached every day. Treatments I would never live to see. Treatments he would never willingly seek as he had sought me. Because out of the dark side of my studies and my learning, I had raised a doppelganger. Then for a moment, the pain hit me so wildly, so acutely, agonizingly, that I must have blacked out a moment because...
Don't bring him out of his hypnosis. He doesn't deserve to live.
I cannot condemn him to the death in limbo like you live.
Let me tell you something, old man. You are about to die. Two doors face you. Open one. And you let this scourge out to destroy your daughter as well as himself. Open the other, and I take his body, and your daughter has her chance to live her life. Her chance to find happiness instead of despair and degradation. Which will it be? Which will you choose? Choose. Choose. Choose.
In sleep can a doppelganger take possession of another body. Looking at the boy frozen in deep hypnosis across my desk, around him, was it my own pain? A shadowy figure hovered. I knew I could banish the shadow if I willed. But I had chosen my door. I rose and left the office to go home to my study.
2 days after he smashed into the rock wall at Highgate Turn, popularly known as Satan's Trap in our neighborhood. What soul possessed it? I will know very soon. I am about to die and leave this manuscript transcribed through those 2 days in exquisite pain for my daughter and Hank to read. I know it will bring them their own pain, but I hope it will bring them peace. And if I am condemned, too, for my sins, to wander as a doppelganger, I can only pray that what I have done may be worth it and will have brought my daughter happiness.
This manuscript was read by Hank as executor of the estate. And in that position, he exercised a humane decision, perhaps beyond his powers. He did not let Fran read her father's letter. He buried it in a safe deposit vault until the time was ripe, long after they were married and had children of their own. I'll be back shortly.
Inside you're free after all. Yeah, freedom spirit, like a wild bird call. Inside you're free, inside you're free after all. Living free, living free.
The urge hits. You know you have to hit. So with Buick Skylark SR firmly in hand, you do just that. Quickly, confidently, you're on your way. Car cockpit. Its bold stance and spirited V6 engine make exhilarating excursions a daily occurrence. Find out at your Buick dealer now.
Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. Living free. Living free. Living
came to me through accidental channels, long after the principals were gone. I cannot vouch for the truth of it any more than I suppose any of the principals involved could. It's a story, I suppose, of retribution, and at the same time, a frightening lesson to all of us who stretch the human relationship beyond normal demands. If we sin deep enough, in some form, in some way, I suppose there is a doppelganger who will vie with us for retribution. The only way to avoid that is to deny him the chance. Our cast included Howard Da Silva, Rosemary Rice, Tony Roberts, and Russell Horton. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
The time is 12 midnight.
CBS News. It's estimated more than 1 million refugees are fleeing cities and villages in South Vietnam, which the government has conceded to the communists. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Refugees are streaming out of some 14 of South Vietnam's 44 provinces. The North Vietnamese and Viet Cong have taken control of some 8 provinces in the current offensive Amid estimates, they'll end up controlling about half the land in South Vietnam. Defense Secretary James Schlesinger Thursday blamed Congress for the North Vietnamese offensive, saying the lawmakers have been too stingy with American aid. Several members of Congress disagreed. Senator Adlai Stevenson, Democrat of Illinois, said South Vietnam needs more than American aid.
The only way to restore the morale of the people of South Vietnam is not with more arms. Not even 500,000 American troops could support that insupportable regime. The hope lies with a political process that can lead to the establishment of, in South Vietnam of a popular, a broad-based government that can exist with popular support and not U.S. support.
Senator Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. A new Harris poll shows a large majority of the American people opposed to additional military aid for Indochina. The poll shows 74% of those interviewed against more U.S. military aid to South Vietnam and 17% favoring it. More news in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off, the sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off, the sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
By Friday night, the tax rebate and reduction bill will probably be through the Senate. Senators were working into the night Thursday on their own amendments. Mariah McLaughlin has a report.
The Senate adjourned after adopting an amendment to the tax cut bill reducing the tax breaks for the oil and natural gas industries. Only the small independents will continue to get that allowance. Earlier, the Senate decided that the only way to get on with the massive tax cut legislation was to start all over again with a clean, brand new proposal suggested by Mike Mansfield. It is much like the original Finance Committee version, but added a special $100 one-time payment for every American who receives Social Security. It included a 1974 tax rebate with a maximum payment of $240 and a minimum one of $120. And it also has a tax credit for those who buy new homes, not older ones. And Mansfield said no to any bailout provision for financially troubled companies. Mariah McLaughlin, CBS News, Washington.
Low-lying areas around Richmond, Virginia are being evacuated because of a flood threat from the rain-swollen James River. The river is expected to crest in Richmond Friday morning between 8 and 13 feet above flood stage. Dairy farmers in North Glen, Colorado are going to stage a protest sale of cheddar cheese on Friday, selling direct to the consumer from a parking lot. The farmers say they're doing it to show how much of the food dollar goes to the middleman. The farmers claim consumers will save $2 on a 5-pound block of cheese, and the sellers will still make a profit. For the first time, the Federal Energy Administration will issue an order next week requiring an oil supplier to refund an overcharge to a power company. FEA says a supplier to the Georgia Power Company will be required to reimburse the utility $710,000. Now this.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO Box 1414, New York, New York.
Robert Sarnoff, board chairman of the Radio Corporation of America, reported Thursday RCA is working on a tiny computer to be installed in cars that could save up to 40% in gasoline. Sarnoff says it could mean an annual savings of 500 million gallons of gasoline. Doug Poling, CBS News.
The Piedmont branch of the Freedom Bank of Finance in Portland was held up Thursday by a young man wearing a purple and black plaid suit with knee-high lizard skin boots. The FBI says the man took an undisclosed amount of money from the bank at 728 Northeast Killingsworth Street. The man, described as in his early 20s, 6'3", weighing 160 pounds with a mustache. He leaned over and took the money from a cash drawer while a teller was trying to locate his account number after he told her he wanted to make a deposit. National Can Company announces it's closing its Yakima, Washington metal container manufacturing facility that employs 50 persons. Company officials say that reduction of metal container volume and its impact on profits are the reasons for the closing of the plant. A company spokesman in Chicago blamed Oregon's bottle bill for the decline in container sales. He says, quote, "That bill almost totally eliminated our Yakima plant soft drink container business. It drastically affected the entire operation." He says without the business, the plant had to be closed. Blue Cross of Oregon and Kaiser Foundation have been retained as health insurance carriers for Oregon state employees. The state employees' benefits awarded Blue Cross a $12,442,470 contract. Kaiser Foundation received a $1.5 million contract for employee health insurance. Both are for the fiscal year 1975-76 and were the result of competitive bidding between insurance carriers. There are 28,534 employees enrolled in statewide contracts and 3,450 enrolled in the Kaiser Group Practice Plan. Federal Judge Gus Solomon has awarded $17,520,000 to European investors in United Financial Group. The judgment in Portland was entered against Horace Warmbrunn, who was European president of UFG. Solomon held that Warmbrunn organized a vast network of sales agents in Europe for UFG. The judge ruled that under Warmbrunn's leadership, the salesmen engaged in fraudulent and illegal practices, quote, ready, willing, and able to redeem their shares, unquote. Paul Solomon noted in his ruling that as of October 1970, UFG could not redeem shares. Governor Bob Straub goes along with Portland General Electric Company eventually building 3 generating plants near Boardman. He signed a site certificate yesterday to allow the utility to build a coal-fired plant and 2 other facilities, possibly nuclear-fueled. However, the governor noted that it will be another 16 years before any nuclear plant was built. The weather for the Portland metropolitan area, rain turning to showers this afternoon right through Saturday. Showers possibly mixed with snow on higher elevations today, Friday. Highs will be in the upper 40s, lows tonight near 35. Southwesterly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts, and the chance of measurable rainfall 90% today and 70% tonight. At the airport, it's cloudy. The temperature is 40 degrees. Wind is east-southeast at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure 29.77 and falling, and the relative humidity is 82%. And the moon is dimly visible. That's what they put here. Okay, downtown our temperature is currently 39 degrees, and that's KOIN News at 12:09. This is Alan Archer.